This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
I'm Steve Kovac, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Microsoft's $69 billion deal to buy Activision just got a new lifeline. The United Kingdom's antitrust watchdog, the CMA, narrowed the scope of its probe into the deal, saying it no longer believes Microsoft's purchase of Activision would hurt competition in the video game console market. Specifically, the CMA says Microsoft would lose money if it made Activision's marquee game, Call of Duty, exclusive to Microsoft's gaming platforms. That, by the way, is the same argument Microsoft is making all along. But the CMA is still concerned the deal could hurt competition in the cloud gaming market. The CMA is expected to make its final decision on the deal in late April. Meanwhile, TikTok CEO Shao Chu facing a five-hour grilling in front of Congress yesterday. The CEO admitting to lawmakers employees from TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance still have access to data from U.S. users. And that won't change until TikTok completes its project to move all U.S. user data to U.S. servers in a partnership with Oracle. Lawmakers and the Biden White House are considering a ban of TikTok in the U.S. unless ByteDance sells it to a U.S. firm. And speaking of social media, Utah passing the most restrictive social media law to date. The new law, which was signed by the state's governor Spencer J. Cox on Thursday, would limit children's access to social media apps like Instagram and TikTok and require them to block access from the hours of 10:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. the next day. Parents will have to approve usage beyond that. Utah's law comes after lawmakers have failed to pass an online child safety and privacy law despite bipartisan support on the issue. That'll do it from CNBC headquarters. We'll see you back here on Monday.